Hey, how you doing? Welcome to my podcast. It's Pete Nero. Welcome to Rants from Hell, another brain crack. I hope you're having a great Friday. Was it Friday 13 today? I think it is. Everybody's going nuts talking about it on social media and whatnot. Here we are. I hope you're well. Thanks for being here. Another little podcast today. First of all, I want to say again, thank you for being here. Thank you for being fans. I love all you guys. And, this is amazing. It is amazing. I love this podcast. I was thinking about loud neighbors. There's a good topic for a podcast. I'm sure we've all had loud neighbors. I'm sure you have at some point, or maybe you have them now, but oh my God, loud. Now, you know what? There's a certain amount of, you know, loudness or disturbances or whatever nonsense coming from your neighbor. There's a certain amount that you tolerate, you expect, and that is normal. But for some reason, I've lived in a few different places, you know, apartments and condos and townhouses, and oh my God, every single fucking place I've been to, I've had neighbors who were like up above, beyond, and over yonder of irritating fucking loud. And first of all, let me say, you know, I'm always trying to diffuse things. I'm trying to be a nice guy, trying to tolerate, trying to understand, trying to give people the benefit of the doubt. I don't like to be, quote unquote, that guy. You know, the guy who has to complain about stuff and constantly knocking on your door and approaching the neighbors, you know, hi, listen, can you please keep it down? I try not to be that guy, and I've had a lot of patience over the years. And personally, I try and go out of my way to not be that loud and disruptive and obnoxious. But I'm talking about like in the evenings. I mean, during the day, anything goes. You know, if you hear noises during the day, fuck, I used to hear, you know, fire alarm tests and fire alarm drills throughout the condo all the time. That's, I mean, during the day is one thing. I'm talking about like after like, you know, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock and midnight. Yeah, I've listened to and been subject to disturbances at that time of night. And then, oh my God, you know, like, yeah, you have to think like these people, I mean, were they not taught how to be considerate and how to be in a community where there's a lot of people in close proximity to you, or they don't realize it, or they don't think they're being that loud, or they don't know any better, or they just don't give a fuck. I think, you know, there's a combination of all of that. For example, you know, I used to live in a condo, and the condo was pretty, I mean, it was pretty soundproof for the most part. I mean, sure, you heard noises and thumping and stuff and people talking during the day. And again, during the day is a different situation altogether. But I'm talking about at night, like, you know, 10:30, 11 o'clock, 11:30 at night kind of thing where, you know, it's insane. I used to remember there was a guy, he was tapping all the time, our direct neighbor, you know, the first condo I got downtown. And I used to hear tapping, like hammer and nail in a wall, you know, like the guy, you know, like as if he just moved in and now he's hammering shit on the wall, you know, picture frames or putting a shelf together, whatever it is. Now that's understandable. For fuck's sake, I would even tolerate it. You know, the first month, if a neighbor moves in and he's putting it, maybe that's the only time at night that he has a chance to do it. Okay, Jesus Christ, why not? But this guy did it for months, well, probably over a year, actually. I mean, it was constantly, it wasn't loud and booming, but it was like, you know, I'm sitting there watching TV late at night, even midnight, man. And, you know, the wall, the TV is up against the wall, and the wall where the TV is, I keep on hearing like, you know, like it was like fucking Chinese water torture. And it wasn't loud, but it was like, you know, just like this, you know, And it was random and it was spread out through the whole evening, almost every night. I don't know what he was doing. I'm assuming he was hanging shit on the wall, but I mean, how many things can you possibly hang on your wall? Or how many, like, I mean, it was, the fucking noise started to make a hole in my fucking, in my brain, like, where my third eye is. I mean, every, it's like, fuck, you know what I mean? I almost wanted to, like, you know, and then you'd see the guy in the hallway. You see the guy in the hallway in the mornings or when you come home. And he's a very, it was a very quiet guy, single guy living there. Very quiet, very nice, very, you know, smiling all the time. Hey, and you're looking at him thinking like, you know, you give him the stink eye. Like, fuck, man. Don't be fucking pounding or tapping again tonight. Like, every single night, I don't know if he realized that we could hear it, that the sound traveled right through the wall. But imagine sitting there, it's quiet, you're watching some TV, whatever, it's almost fucking midnight, and you're hearing randomly, there's no pattern to it, it was just, you know, you wait 5 more minutes. Like, seriously, what in the motherfuck are you doing tapping and like, I'm thinking like, is it mice that are fucking around in there? But no, I mean, it was, the whole place was like, it was concrete and heavy. I don't know. I don't think mice would make that kind of a... But yeah, it sounded exactly like hammer and nails, you know? For months, almost 2 years that I lived there or whatever, but constantly. I don't know if you ever had this before, but I mean, it's like, it's one of those things where you dread the evening. You dread being in your fucking apartment, being in your condo, on your couch, watching a fucking TV show, and it's not like you can, you know, it's a loud, booming action movie that you're, you know, 100-watt stereo system. I mean, it's fucking midnight. You're just trying to watch whatever it is, but, you know, anyway. I never really knew how to really approach the guy. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe it was my own fault to kind of say, hey, you know, by the way, we can hear that fucking tapping that you're doing every day. To be honest, I'm not even sure he realized it or gave a shit. Even if, you know how some people, you tell them, you know, hey, hi, we can hear that noise late at night. And maybe you want to tone it down because, you know, before I fucking choke you. I'm just kidding. But anyway. But even if you were to tell these guys, and I'll explain to you a little bit later, even if you tell some of these guys, they're so dense, they don't realize it. And there was another one in a different building, actually, another condo, different building. And this one was pretty quiet. It was pretty quiet. Didn't hear too much kind of stuff. And, you know, the kind of stuff that you did hear, even late at night, you would tolerate it because it was very few and far in between. It wasn't that much. You know, you might hear a banging or a crashing or a whatever it was, but it wasn't like every single night, you know, there was a pattern to it. It was consistent. So whatever, you know, or sometimes you hear like, I used to always hear like, it sounded like upstairs. It sounded like somebody was bouncing a golf ball or a ping pong ball. Well, I guess it'd have to be a golf ball because, you know, to carry the weight. But I mean, it was like one of those, you know what I mean? It was like somebody dropped a golf ball on the floor and I used to hear that at this other place. Not all the time, not constantly, but even at midnight, I used to hear that. It's like, what the fuck? Anyway. But at this place, there was a different thing that happened. I think it only happened, I can't even remember now, if it happened once or a few times. It was, I was in this other condo and nice community of people there, right? You know all your neighbors, people across the hallway, people down the hall, and, you know. And one night, I don't remember if it was a few times, but definitely one time I can tell you, sitting there, it was almost midnight. And again, we're sitting there watching a quiet movie. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, I think it was our next door neighbor lets out a fucking huge, loud scream, you know. It was like a... Like one of those, I hope you heard that, like loud fucking scream. So I went out to, you know, I went out the door to the hallway to see what the fuck's going on, and I see a few other people there, the neighbor, the other lady down the hall. So we're all out there and looking to see what's going on, and we you know, zeroed in on what suite it was. But I mean, it's like, is she being hurt? Is she like, I mean, she was, you know, a single lady living by herself. And the screaming was, you know, a few times. So I think one of the ladies across the hall finally went up to the door and, you know, knock on the door. And she comes to the door, this lady who did the screaming, and she's like, we're all like, are you okay? Like, we heard screaming. What the fuck is going on in there? Like, are you in danger? And she's like, no, I'm practicing for a role I have in a play. Like, yeah, but it's fucking midnight. It's fucking midnight. The scream travels. Everybody on the fucking floor heard it. You're doing this at home at midnight. I mean, God bless you, but anyway. That was an interesting one. Like, you know, you might, oh, well, she's an aspiring actress and she's practicing for her role. Yes, I understand, but why at home? Why at midnight? And why, like, practicing screaming your head off? We thought that somebody was attacking her in there, but I mean, I don't remember her doing it over and over and over again, because I think somebody would have killed her, but I think she got, like, you know, kind of weird looks from that day forward. I mean, it's like, seriously, man, find a studio or somewhere to, anyway. So, and then, you know, now we're, I take you to when I had a townhouse. It was, you know, attached to townhouses in the suburbs, actually. Where you figure, you know, downtown is one kind of thing. In the suburbs, it's usually more quiet. And it is. But, so, you know, we moved to this townhouse over here. And by that time, I had, you know, had my kids, little kids, you know. And we had a neighbor right to, you know, right beside us to the right of our townhouse. And, I mean, this guy here, he was a, you know, nice fellow, a guy in his 30s. Again, he was single, you know, kind of a heavier set guy, but he always, you know, dressed up nice, you know, dress shirts and ties and dress pants. Maybe, I think he was like some kind of a corporate salesman, whatever he was, but he was a nice guy. He moved in a little after we had. But never saw him too much outside, like, you know, talk to him too much. But he come home, and I swear to God, he was living there by himself in his 30s. He would, it sounded like he was running around with his, you know, with his shoes off and his socks, like pounding down the hall, up the stairs, like, you know, like you could hear it. And I've never heard it before through, you know, from any other unit. Like, I know that you can hear your neighbors, especially if you're in one of these townhouses, but I mean, this guy was fucking loud, like, you know, up and down. One night he's going up the stairs and down the stairs, and up the stairs and down the stairs. You can hear it. Like, what the fuck? What are you doing? I'm thinking, like, you know, to me it sounded like, I imagine what he must be looking like. Like, he looked like a toddler. You know how toddlers run in their bare feet, and their hands up in the air, whoa, running around, stomping all over the place. That's what this guy sounded like he was doing. Like, you know, he takes off his shoes, he running around with his arms and hands in the air, woohoo, like he's celebrating something, running up and down the stairs, up and down the stairs, up and down the stairs, and you can hear this, like, he's vibrating the whole fucking wall, and then running around what sounded like in circles around his living room. Like, I don't know if he was letting off some steam, if he was doing cocaine or what the fuck he was doing, or maybe it was his way to try and lose a little weight. See, I don't know what the fuck he was doing. But then after that, he started something else, which was interesting. Take a little swig here of my drink. But yes, I'm drinking and podcasting. What a bastard I am. But this other guy, and then what he started doing, mind you, again, this is 11:30 and later, he was doing all this shit. And again, I had little kids at that time, and they're like, he's waking up the fucking kids. Like, we're putting the kids to bed, you know, 8, 9 o'clock, whatever it is. And this guy is like, you know, kids are waking up, Mommy, mommy, what's that noise? This fucking guy is like vibrating our entire house and everything in our house, waking up our kids. Like, again, you don't want to be that guy. You don't want to, like, you know, pound on the wall or go next door and say, you know, listen, you know, it's fucking midnight. I'm trying not to be that guy. I know I'm coming across as this ranting fucking asshole-holic guy on my podcast, but I do try and be the guy with a little compassion, a little tolerance, a little whatever. But then when this guy starts with a motherfucking cocksucking power drill, like, I shit you not. One night, my wife and I are on the couch. Again, we're watching TV, a nice quiet movie. And on the wall behind the TV at probably 11:45 at night or later, we started, I swear to fucking God, like, he started doing this, and we're my wife and I are looking at each other thinking, like, this is a fucking new one. He's doing this almost at midnight. But it wasn't one night. You know, you say, well, you know, okay, let's tolerate this problem. I fucking tolerate too much. Now be warned, I don't quite do that anymore. This is in the past. Pete doesn't play that shit anymore. But that's what he was doing. Like, you know, here he had moved in. It had been months since he had moved in. Like, again, like, you know, what the fuck is this guy doing? What, is he turning his wall into Swiss cheese? What's all these fucking holes that he's drilling in the wall? And you could tell that it was the wall because the wall was vibrating. Like, how many pictures can you possibly hang? How many shelves can you possibly put on the wall? Like, you're building a monster colossal wall unit. Like, how long is it going to last? Like, this went on for over a week and a half, almost every night. Like, can you fucking imagine? My kids went nuts. My kids jumping and screaming and crying. My wife lost her fucking shit. And I finally lost it. One night, this motherfucker, it's past midnight, and he's doing, like, I swear, like a long fucking electric drill into the wall. And you can hear it when he hits the concrete. It's like, okay, fuck this. I start pounding on the wall, you know, like, you know, I'm sort of like, you know, yeah, I use my bongo drum. I start like pounding on the fucking wall because this guy, I thought he was going to come through the fucking wall with his power drill. So the noise stops. Finally, I couldn't take it anymore. He finally hears this happening. He comes over, knocks on our door at, like, after midnight. So I'm thinking, like, okay, this motherfucker stopped and now he's knocking on the door. So should I grab my baseball bat or am I going to, because I'm going to fucking kill this guy. But I enter the door and he was all like, oh, I'm sorry. I heard you pounding on the wall. I didn't mean to make, I said, yeah, buddy, it's, you know, it's, don't mean to be a prick, but it's like fucking midnight. We got two kids over here and you're drilling. We can hear loudly every night. Like, it's loud. We can hear it. It's disturbing us. We're just wondering if you can probably do this earlier. I don't know why this guy, he got home at like 6 o'clock or whatever. Do it when you get home, even though it's fucking irritating and obnoxious. But if you do it during earlier hours, it's a different animal altogether. But why are you waiting till fucking midnight and our kids are asleep and we're sitting there trying to do our own shit and you're like doing this fucking drilling for oil? I don't know what the... And he's all like, you know, oh yeah, I'm sorry. At least he was, you know, he was cooperating. He was... I guess he didn't realize that we could hear it, which, how in the fuck can you not hear that? It's an electric power drill. I didn't even bother to ask him what the hell he was doing for all this time. But at least he was, you know, after that, I don't think we heard it anymore or heard much anymore. But my God, man, it's like, you know, you want to tell me, well, you know, Pete, you're too sensitive and you're sensitive, like all these sounds, like who puts up with all this stuff? 1 year. You know what? I need to like fucking buy a detached. I need to buy like a farmhouse somewhere out, even past the suburbs. Get a nice fucking house out with no neighbors around, you know, detached. And maybe then I'll have some peace. Anyway, have you ever had this happen to you? Have you ever had noisy neighbors, or you know, you're putting up with this shit right now? Let me know. Let me know about this podcast. Let me know just in general. Shout me a message. Say, hey, what's going on? You can contact me, as always, on Twitter, @RealPeteNero. And I love all you guys. And stay safe, stay well, and stay funny. Yeah! Yeah, baby. It's fucking nice, man. Fucking nice.